Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I do need help. I came here to help you guys, and now I need help today.
I think we made some progress today.
No, I think we made none.
I feel good about today.
We went backwards as this went on.
I feel like today we have accomplished a lot.
I feel nauseous.
Because you don't understand. We're trying to get you to understand.
Do you see the error in your ways? Do you see what you might be missing here or no? Okay. That's about
we're
it.
We're living in too much reality. I know. That's the problem.
We need to be delusional like you people. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry to do that.
Wow.
But Hugh and you people are obviously delusional today. I don't even know what they're saying, but I'm sure they are. Before we go any further with your phone calls, we'll check in with you people coming up in about 10 minutes. We do have to intervene. Sometimes you step into an intervention, right?
Yes.
And this isn't me as a doctor today. It's just me. Just as a friend, I'm trying to intervene with some of our coworkers here, Kyle. We have a couple that need some help. Let's start with you, Douglas, all right? And we'll get to Mr. I agree. So, Hugh, you posted before the show today that you almost won a parlay.
Almost.
You missed 2 legs out of 5.
Yes.
It's not almost.
That's almost.
It's not.
That is. That's an almost.
No, missing 1 out of 5 is an almost.
Well,
2 out of 5 is almost half.
It's, you know, I got 3 of them right. It's just that, matter of fact, I need to make another parlay, but I almost hit it. And I did that.
It's part of the problem.
What do you mean?
I could see this brewing from a mile away.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
You got 40% wrong. Yeah. That's not almost. If you got a 60 on a test, you didn't almost ace it.
Well, I look at it like this. If
almost got 100.
I missed 2 questions. That's like a 60%, ain't it?
Right, but is that almost acing the test?
No,
but
that's
I passed.
D. That's a D, Hugh.
But I passed. But I passed.
I almost had an A. You had a D. No,
I
you
mean,
didn't
I almost had an A. It's just like I didn't.
No. But
you know who didn't come through for me? It was who didn't come through?
It was Kemp and Schwarber. Right?
It was Kemp. Yes, they did not. Come
but a parlay is not a pass like a 60% or one thing. It's 100% or nothing.
Pass fail.
See, listen.
You failed.
This is the thing that you guys fail to realize.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we don't know.
I am forever optimistic, and when I look at this, because I'm looking at it right now. This settled bet sheet. And I'm like, oh, man, I almost hit it.
No,
but Kemp and Schwarber didn't come through for me.
Right.
Were you
so
like
that's
this,
almost.
Were you like this in the Jets locker room if you guys lost 45-0? But
man,
we almost had him today. Play here, play there.
My faith is unwavering. Yeah. It's unwavering.
This is part of the issue. I mean, I do admire your optimism, but you didn't come close.
I did. I was close. Ooh, I was close.
You weren't.
Didn't you need 2 hits from one of them, too?
What's that?
What, how many did you... Did you need 1 hit from each of them?
I just needed 1 from
okay.
each.
Yeah.
I'm going to run it back tonight, though. Let me see what we're going
to
do.
Good, man.
Let me see what we're going to do tonight.
Okay. Are you really going against your boy? Cal Quantrill's pitcher for the Marlins tonight. Remember, you told us how good he was last year.
No, I said he had a good moment. See how stories get twisted around here?
No,
Did he not have a good moment against us?
You said he pitched really well.
You know what? I'm not going against the Phillies. I'm not.
That's good.
But...
You're going to bet on Cal Quantrill tonight?
I'm going to go under 8.5 runs. I'm going to do that.
I think that's actually a decent bet.
I mean, I'm going to go into 8.5.
Well, Lizardo's pitching for us. So, yeah.
I'm going to go into 8.5.
Feels like a 4-2 kind of game.
Now, here's the thing. Because Trey Turner did me right the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Do I run Trey back?
He's hot. Trying to make a push for the All-Star game.
Mm.
What are you doing? He's a good player. 17.5 sacks last year.
I like Trey.
You know what? I never thought we could use that for Trey Turner.
Hell.
No one has to know.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay. Now what?
17.5 sacks. But you just cut the I like Trey. He's a good player. 17.5 sacks last year.
I like Trey.
See, this is where, you know, I know I'm right because then it becomes a ridicule. Well, okay, what about Alec Bohm? I'm thinking Alec Bohm is good for a hit tonight.
Probably, yeah.
Probably
he's
good
he's
for
hot
a hit.
Too.
Okay,
yeah.
We got that one.
Okay.
So
this is just, you know, a segment of you putting together your parlay live on the air?
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. I'm trying to get y'all input because, you know, if I win, I give you some props.
Why can't you say props and not cash? You don't share the money.
You know,
you share the props.
I don't know how to...
Cash out?
Yeah, I don't know how to cash out yet. I haven't gotten to that point.
You know, I never cash out. It's just fun. Like,
yeah, because it's just the betting money.
Yeah, that's what I
it's
do.
It's not like
yeah.
I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah, I think I could figure it out. I've never done it.
You're putting $2 down.
I know.
Anyway.
Why do you like the ridicule?
Well, because
the way
you're
that
talking
I
about cashing out. That's not. We're not doing that with $2.
Well, I did ask him why he only gives me props and not cash when I help him, and he said he doesn't know how to get why the money not? Out of the account.
Let me see who else.
All right, while you do that, can we intervene with someone else around here? We need.
Who you got?
Well, some people around here need an intervention. So I've always joked that big NBA fans don't know how to count. Because if you talk to an NBA fan, they'll tell you there's like 9 top 5 players. Like everyone's a top. You can only have 5 top 5 players, right? Mm-hmm. Or 10 top 10. So I was listening yesterday to the afternoon show, and I realized our guy Ike Reese did this with his top 11 list. Did you see the stunt he pulled yesterday?
No, but I heard about it.
So Ike yesterday, let me read this to you. So I'm going to read you his list, his top 11 athletes of Philadelphia sports. And I was excited to hear who, you know, where he had everyone, right? Because you know, he's been defending Jalen on that show against those guys. And I was like, oh, he's got to have Jalen pretty high, right? And then he did. But when you redo the math on it, he didn't quite have Jalen where you think he does. So his top 11 is Cooper DeJean, number 11, which mm-hmm. I had him to. Number 10, Devontae Smith. Number 9, A.J. Brown. 8, Bryce Harper, which is right around where I had Bryce. Mm-hmm. 7, Schwarber. 6, Bond, 5, Jalen Carter, 4, Jalen Hurts, 2, Zach Wheeler. At 1, of course, he had Saquon Barkley. At number 2, he had the entire Eagles offensive line. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's 5 people. Even if we want to say the 4 mainstays, right, the Mailatas and Dickerson and Juergens and Lane, mm-hmm. That's 4. So can we redo the math on Ike's list?
So Saquon, that means you have to bump some people off.
Well, say if we're adding 3 people, right? I'll let the right guard slide. Okay, so let's just say that's 4 offensive linemen he wants to put together, the 4 mainstays. That means I got to knock the last 3 off the list. That means Cooper's on the list, Devontae's on the list, AJ is not on the list, Bryce Harper's 11, and Jalen Hurts gets bumped down to 7. It makes that whole list look
a
lot different.
It makes it look a little different.
It does?
It makes it a little different. I don't know why he tried to circumvent the rules like that, but it just feels like that's just, you know, he's living in his truth.
Did they fight back on that show? Because we wouldn't have let you do that.
No.
Yeah, they let that slide.
I don't believe they did let slide.
Yeah, we wouldn't let that slide with you.
Well, so
what?
It makes me want to change my list and put the entire Phillies pitching staff.
Now you want to change your list.
Well,
what, can I include AJ and Devontae? The
well,
Eagles receiving
core. We're already here about arguing about this list, so you can't change the list. You can't do it.
Why?
What about? Well, it's my truth.
Well, I'm reframing the list.
Okay, since we want to go that route, then Kyle, live your truth.
Thank you.
Live your truth, Kyle.
Excuse for everything Quinn. To say.
I mean, because it's the truth. Live your truth.
I'm going to live my truth.
There's been very little truth said on this radio station.
I've been dropping knowledge all day, especially.
They started
with my heels clues. Started with that.
No, it did not.
Did start that. Yeah. And then it's like, we still got to work on this parlay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There's no we here. There's no we. Jay in West Phillies. What's up, Jay?
We got to work on this part.
Hey, Jay.
What you up to now, man? You are grateful, man.
Tell him, Jay.
What are you talking
Jay?
About now?
You was at the parade and everything. You're ungrateful behind you talking about Jalen.
Ungrateful
like,
behind.
Like, he ain't do nothing. Like, he ain't contributing nothing.
He did now. He played really well in the Super Bowl.
Oh, he played well in the championship game, too, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay.
How about the other games?
You had to get there. You had to win those games to get there, right?
Yeah. They had to help them. Okay. They had a lot of help to get all the way there.
So, yeah, help with the defense and all that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, let me ask you this. Is he the best Eagles quarterback ever?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because he's been consistently really good, and he won a Super Bowl.
Oh, now he won a Super Bowl. You just yelling about it was the defense and all that.
Well, he was part of a Super Bowl winning team. Is that better?
Okay. So you say he's better than Donovan, right?
He is better than Donovan.
Oh, is that because Brian Dawkins, the great Brian Dawkins, ain't show up in big games?
No, Jalen played better in Super Bowl than Donovan did twice.
Oh, you're lucky he's cooking up a parlay right now. Mm-hmm.
Where was the big
oh, no, this is
players, everybody defense, this. Where was Dawkins at in the Super Bowl?
You know what I'm wondering, actually? Where was Hugh Douglas in that Super Bowl? Why didn't he do anything? Why didn't he sack Tom Brady?
No, we're talking about the
Does Hugh do anything for us?
We're talking about better players. And like, how can the Hall of Famer ain't show up?
He should have. I mean, what am I going to tell you?
Huh? See, that this is what this is the path that this argument leads us down, because it's not, he's living his truth. Jay brought his truth to the table.
Yeah, but Donovan didn't play well enough.
Every
right?
time we talk about Jalen, they say, "Oh, the defense." Okay, so where was the Hall of Famer at?
But I don't understand your point. Did Donovan play well in the game? No.
But if the defense had to play better, you'd have won. What you saying there? You saying that's the only reason Jalen won?
No, but Jay, you're making my point. If the defense had if the defense had played better, they could have gotten through a game with Donovan playing like the Eagles did in the Rams game.
Dawkins was better than Donovan, right?
Dawkins is a better player than Donovan McNabb.
So how come where was his plays at in the Super Bowl?
Do you?
Are you trying to be?
I think they're better than Dawkins. I don't mean to offend anyone. I think they're higher level. He's great. They're greater.
They made plays when plays was there to be made.
Sure.
Just like our defense did. So they won as a team, right?
But they didn't win. Jay, that team didn't win the Super Bowl. We realize this, right? The Hughes team lost.
No,
Dawkins lost.
That you just want to keep being ungrateful about Jalen about.
I'm not quite sure what your point is.
You know exactly what
I'm saying. No, I actually don't.
That's what I said. You might as well trade him. Every time we come to play something,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all keep talking about that's baseball.
Now, you miss it. I would always trade our players for an upgrade. I sat here 3 years ago, and I said in the middle of the season, I'd trade Bryce Harper for Juan Soto in a second, and everyone had a conniption.
You definitely said
I would do it again. Soto's better. Jay, that's not offensive to you, because you don't – hold on. You don't
just listen to WIP host.
Hold on. You can trade me whoever you want. If they make the trade, they make the trade. I don't want to get offended. Jay, you don't like Bryce Harper, so you don't get offended. But you like Jalen Hurts, so you get offended. I would trade
I like winners.
So do I. So do I.
Win.
So I would trade Bryce Harper for Juan Soto in a heartbeat. I said it years ago. I still say it today. I would trade Jalen Hurts for the quarterbacks I think are better. You just get offended by one. One bothers you, one doesn't. That's how we're different.
No, that's because you're ungrateful. I appreciate him they play well and they do what they're supposed to do. He contributed to what?
Well, he didn't do what he was supposed to some of his games.
He's 27. He's been in 2 Super Bowls.
Mm.
You keep naming all these dudes you say is better than this. Herbert ain't been there.
I don't think Herbert's better.
I don't remember the Chargers being there. Okay, I don't remember the Chargers.
I don't think Herbert's better, Jay.
I don't remember Lamar Jackson being there.
Yeah.
Did he play on Super Bowl Sunday?
Did not. You think Lamar's a worse player than Jalen?
All right,
we're done. This guy. Your fault.
We're living our truth.
What are you talking about?
You tell people to live their truth.
I'm just saying he's living his truth. They make things up.
It's very
dumb.
That was a pretty good call, man.
It was an atrocious call. You sat there while he ripped Brian Dawkins and you put your parlay together.
I'm trying to put this part. I'm trying to figure.
He came after your teammate and called him a loser, and you did nothing.
I don't believe that. But listen to this, though.
You do get off scot-free that you were in that Super Bowl. No one says anything to you.
No, because I was hurt. If I was healthy, we would have definitely won that
there
game.
There it is.
If I was a Hugh Douglas, I used to be.
Yeah, if you weren't washed. All right, can we hear from you people? What have they got today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
How about this Kyle Schwarber home run? How y'all feel about Kyle Schwarber home run?
I kind of like it. Yeah, I think it's a good spot.
Good
spot.
What about
tonight?
You think, Tracy? Okay, fine.
We're in the middle of a segment here, buddy.
I know. This guy.
You want approval, post it on Twitter or something.
His own rules over here. Go ahead.
So as I predicted, the people were very let down. You told them they don't live in reality.
All your supporters.
We don't. Hold
at
up.
Least you said it as a we now, not a you.
Well, they don't. First of all, let's be honest. The segment called You People, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're basically on YouTube spewing hate every day.
Hate.
Mean and hurtful things every day. That's not reality. Is that reality?
There's a lot of hate out there.
I'm just saying, but let's be honest. None of those folks, none of you people would spew that hate if we was here, because y'all be hugging us and loving on us because y'all love us so much. Am I lying?
This is your battle to win.
It's also a spin because you're telling people that you're championing this idea that Jalen Hurts is whatever in whatever category you're putting him in, and then telling all the people who agree with you that they're delusional.
No, we are. We are. We when we argue this argument, it's based in he's one of us and how we ridiculed him for the most part, and now we're trying to uplift him because he did bring us a Super Bowl. That's all. And I don't. If you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you.
Uplift him. He's the champion. What does he need us to uplift him for?
I'm just
for?
Saying, though, because he's been ridiculed a lot. He took a lot of sling and arrows today and stuff like that.
No, he really
We're
didn't.
Just living in reality. Too much, apparently.
But, yeah.
Yep. So
he's over 4.5 today.
Oh, my goodness.
Enough.
I'm just trying to get
You've been told, Joe, before that you look like Dr. Evil. You are the real Dr. Evil today, though.
I see the cat.
Yep. Yeah. You also got Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Mm.
Kind of that vest type thing.
Yep. I like that.
Joe woke up and said, how can I look even whiter today?
Well, that's...
Is that what
I mean,
was?
When you search for a doctor's coat on Amazon, you're not going to get, like, different color ones. Yes. I mean, this is... I did wear... Maybe the white shirt underneath wasn't the best idea. That's on
maybe,
me.
Maybe not.
Maybe that's on me.
We do get a high variance of people and their opinions in the YouTube chat.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle is on point. Kyle is useless.
See, that's what I'm talking
Save
about.
Save that one. You like that?
Yep. Hugh needs to give you guys a clue, because you have none.
And we're the only ones with clues around here. I mean, honestly, you are Hugh Clueless.
What are you talking about? I think I served the people well today. I really do. No. I think I came in on point, and I think that the poll reflects.
They followed you right off that cliff.
They reflects how much in tune I am with the people.
The Pied Piper over here, yep.
No. Yep. Hugh looks like the static on an old TV.
Well, I mean, what is
like
it?
The white noise,
the gray,
and then the beard and the white noise. Yeah,
pepper, yep.
It's good.
Hugh looks like a dust bunny today. A dust bunny Douglas.
That's a good one.
Add that to the bracket for next year.
That's a good one.
That was pretty good. Very first comment at the beginning of the show. This first clue is going to be brutal.
But I said it was.
So I think so. You people got it today, right? Yeah. That Black Gritty said he saw the answer.
Yeah, they
in
were
you
all,
people.
Yes,
they were on it.
They often get it pretty a lot earlier than.
Well, no, they did. Oh, so they got it in you people. Okay,
I think it helps they could talk it out with each other.
Right,
there's a group to discuss.
Yep, something we see every day. Terrible clues.
You are consistent with those. Yeah, every day. They're there.
Yep. Last one. This is the best one. Mm. Forget a doctor. You guys need Jesus.
We do need Jesus.
Well, that's
I will
good
admit, if I will admit one thing today, it'll be this. This was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
This was pretty ridiculous.
and I don't think we got you cured.
I mean, no, because I believe what I believe.
Yeah. Well, you have amnesia. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people out there, I wonder if the memory will ever come back, or are we always going to remember? Because Kyle mentioned earlier, like, how we remember the Russell Wilson season or whatever, or when he won. I wonder if it's over. I wonder if now this is now the memory ingrained that Jalen Hurts dominated the season and led them to the Super Bowl.
That's how it's going to go.
It's useful.
Yeah. Ooh, I cooked up me a banger today. I got a banger over here, brother.
Yeah. How many legs?
Oh, it's a six-legger.
Six-legger.
Well, listen.
What's almost on a six-legger?
If I get all but two.
Four. Well, 4 out of 6 is certainly closer than 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I got the under, 8.5 runs.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Turner, quarter hit. Alec Bohm, Kyle Schwarber to knock it out of the park.
Mm.
Phillies over 4.5 runs, total runs.
What's the
Nick Castellanos get a hit.
What do you got for the plus what? What's the payout?
What is it? $88. $2 bet, $88.
44-1?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always said. Yeah, 44-1 for Hugh Douglas to finish us up. All right.
Well, if I hit this $88 bet, ooh, y'all ain't going to be. That's gas money.
Yeah.
That's
how many times? That's 4 different trips to the gas station with you.
That's 4. Yeah, it's about that much.
$20, you put 40.
I've been doing 40 lately. Okay.
That's good.
It's about time. It's about time. All right. Well, that's it for us today. Everyone we couldn't get to on the phones. We'll talk soon. Can I see you? Joe's guilty of malpractice. Now, I'm the only one around here practicing honesty and reality. I mean, you guys are living in la-la land. All right. Fun show today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Phillies Marlins tonight. Afternoon show unveiling a couple more, I believe, of the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia sports right now. They're next. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.